the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, commencing verse 20, in which time Moses was born and was exceeding fair and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God, by his hand, would deliver them. But they understood not. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sir, ye are brethren, why do ye wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbour wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Madian, where he begat 2 sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in the bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight, and as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. And then said the Lord to him, Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. This Moses, whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought them out after that he had shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. The Blessed Holy Spirit on several occasions throughout God's Holy Word speaks of the life of dear Moses. And here it was spoken by Stephen just prior to him being stoned to death and taken to glory. And what a wonderful account there is recorded. We think too of that beautiful account of the Apostle Paul in the 11th of Hebrews, where he speaks of the dear Lord Jesus being seen through Moses. And Moses was in many senses a beautiful type of Christ. But there's just a few things I would name here. Firstly, the wonderful provision and protection of the Lord given to Moses. You know, many of the children in the Sabbath school over the years, and many of us have learned how he was taken from those bulrushes by Pharaoh's daughter. The Lord had a special work for this dear man Moses to do in leading the children of Israel out of Egypt and through the wilderness to the gates of the Promised Land. The second thing that we would name is this, how he was sent by God to represent God's holy law, and how the Lord gave him those Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai. You know, the law, the Apostle Paul said, is a schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. But then we find in this sacred passage we've read how the Lord appeared to him in the burning bush. And we read how the Lord spoke to him, then angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in the bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. You see, all the bush burned, but the bush was not destroyed. And, you know, really, what a mercy in our own hearts. All we deserve is to be destroyed by God's wrath because of our sin. But in his mercy to his dear people, like he dwelt in that bush, the Lord was there, and the Lord dwells in the hearts of his dear people. And what did the Lord say to dear Moses? We read, and when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. As he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy father, thy fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and durst not behold. Oh, what a mercy if the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, who was Moses' God, is our God. Well, let me come low. Do we desire that he might be our God? One thinks back in one's early days, and I so often think of it, you know, the Lord put that deep in my heart. Lord, may the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob be my God. You see, he's the living God, and he rules and reigns today. And the Lord made it known to dear Moses, but there's a further thing here we want to just remind you of, and that is this. Moses trembled. He trembled before the majesty of heaven. You know, the Lord has his trembling people. They tremble before his majesty. They tremble before his power. They tremble as they view a little of the God of heaven as their God, their Saviour, their all. It's a wonderful thing if we're among the tremblers, isn't it? That know what it is to have living contact with the God of heaven. And then we read this, and what a precious word it is, isn't it? Then said the Lord to him, put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. You know, this was a sacred spot to Moses. He was to never forget it, you know. And the same applied to dear old Jacob at Bethel, didn't it? When Jacob said, this is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And here, dear Moses had to put off his shoes from off his feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. The Lord had made it holy ground to him. You know, when the Lord appears to you, it may be in the kitchen by the kitchen sink, it may be in a busy street in London, it may be in the night season, and he appears to you. He may be in the house of God. And what will he make it? He'll make it a holy place. And you feel you have to unloose the shoes from off your feet. You don't want to do anything to defile the place. It's so holy and precious, because the Lord was there. And Jacob, you know, at Bethel knew that, as he viewed the Lord, and the Lord spoke to him there. And here, dear Moses, knew what it was to feel it, holy ground, where he stood. But then the final thing I just briefly name is this. The path that he told Moses that the children of Israel got to walk. And what does he say? I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt. You see, while they're in Egypt, they were to suffer affliction. While they walked through the wilderness, they were to suffer affliction. You know, each of the Lord's dear children have their affliction. What may be an affliction to one, it may not be an affliction to others. And let me just remind you of a few things. Firstly, it doesn't just mean bodily affliction. That can be in it. Some have to walk that path. It may mean affliction of mind. We think of many of the Lord's dear children that are being almost driven out their mind in affliction of mind. And that's a searching affliction. But then there are afflictions of soul. which no man can see, all going on within the heart of the child of God, afflicted by sin, afflicted by unbelief, afflicted by the oppositions of Satan, afflicted because of the lusts of the flesh, these afflictions. But then there are those that are afflicted in their circumstances. The word affliction, as I've said before, in God's word meant anything that caused pain and anguish and suffering. And you think of Jacob, what he endured in his family. Oh, it was a deep affliction, you know. When, particularly, they came to take away Benjamin. And he said, all these things are against me. Joseph is not, Simeon is not, and now they come to take away Benjamin. It was a hard affliction. But it was all in the hands of the Lord. You see, the afflictions of the Lord's people bring us to our knees, don't they? To plead with the God of heaven. And there are those afflictions I may not have named tonight, but it causes you much anxiety, much concern. But just briefly, then we read this. He said, I've heard the groaning, and am come down to deliver them. He knew their groanings in those paths of afflictions. He knows the groanings in the hearts of his dear people today. And he's promised to hear the groaning of the prisoner. And he can appear and deliver those that are groaning today. Under weight, under burdens, under afflictions, under trials. And he said, I've heard. They're all heard by the Lord. The secret sigh, the secret groan. And then he says, and am come down to deliver them. What a prospect, isn't it? May the Lord grant us each that sweet comfort tonight. He's a delivering God, and he can deliver his dear people. He delivered the children of Israel on so many occasions, didn't he? The hymn writer said, and the Lord speaking, I delivered thee when bound, and when wounded healed thy wounds. The Apostle Paul said, who hath delivered us, and will yet deliver us from so great a death. And of course, finally, he will deliver his dear people into glory from this veil of tears. Well, may the Lord bless this sacred passage to us and forgive anything I've uttered amiss.